This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We got to start the show with this the day he gets the contract extension. I mean, that's it. That's his song. Welcome back, Midday
yes,
Show.
Yes, it is.
Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We're in a few minutes. We'll get you another clue for Hugh's Clues here. We're giving away a pair of tickets, Phillies Rockies, tomorrow, Thursday, April 3rd, 105 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. Phillies back at it tonight. Zach Wheeler on the mound against the Rockies. This segment sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or grinding, take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. All right, so Nick Sirianni, as mentioned by a Cowboys caller last segment, does not yet have a contract extension. I imagine he will soon here. Let's hear Sirianni a couple days ago, I guess it was yesterday morning, talking about, well, what about that contract? Are you concerned about it, thinking about it? Here's Sirianni yesterday morning.
Nick, before we get into all the roster decisions and all that, this is the first offseason where your contract is a topic of conversation. How important is it for you to get a deal done before the start of next season, and where are things standing with that?
Yeah, these things will take care of themselves. I'm not too concerned about it. I don't really get into contracts with anybody. I'm not going to get into it on this one, and so it'll happen. It'll take care of itself.
Well, I imagine it will. Yesterday when we had Elliot on, he mentioned that Doug, when he got his contract after they won the Super Bowl, that happened in August. And he's right. There is one difference, though, Hugh. That was Doug's second year. So they were just adding years. He wasn't close to the end of his deal.
Mm-mm.
Like, Doug won early in his tenure, so it was like they just did it, and we didn't even expect it because he had a lot of years left. I can't imagine they let this thing hang out till training camp. I can't imagine Sirianni walks into training camp a lame duck. I imagine they're going to get this done before they get to training
camp.
Yeah,
they just need to figure the numbers out. The numbers aren't numbering right now for him. And Coach Sirianni, he wants apology money. He wants to be apologized to financially. I believe that. I believe that's why this is something that has not been done. I believe that during the course of the season, that there probably was some conversation being had about signing the deal, and because they felt like this might be a magical year, and he was like, "No, we'll talk."
Bet on himself after they win. All right, let's hear Lurie yesterday. Jeff Lurie asked about Nick Sirianni's future and a potential contract extension for the Eagles head coach.
Where do things stand in terms of a potential extension for Nick, and what stands out about the job that he did?
Yeah, superb job. I mean, Nick's going to be our coach, and we don't talk publicly. You know, never have. You guys, I'm sure, will find out soon enough when that Nick will be our coach going forward, and he's done an outstanding job.
So, look, Lurie's good at wording things, and he knows what he's doing there. He didn't say that it's going to get done. He said he'll be our coach moving forward. Now, if I had to guess, they're going to get this done before training camp. I just can't imagine they let him walk into training camp without a contract. So they've got between now and late July to get it done. We shall see how it happens. And Hugh, I'll be interested to see how much he gets. Not that it affects the team, right? There's no salary cap for coaches. But I just wonder where they're willing to put him in the hierarchy of coaches.
Behind Big Red.
I believe Andy's the highest paid at about $20 million a year. And I know Ben Johnson, who just got the Bears head coaching job, first-year coach, I think he got 13. So if I'm Sirianni, 13's the floor. Like, there's no way you're paying me less than a guy who's never coached a game. But could he get Big Red money?
He needs to be right behind Big Red somewhere in the, like, I always like to equate this to, like, homes in a very, very nice, lavish-ass neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the nicer homes, from my perspective, I like, because I like homes in the cul-de-sac. I don't want nobody riding up and down the street. You know,
like,
you
your
turn around.
Like your hair.
Yeah, basically. Like my hair. Shots fired.
You called it that.
No, I'm just saying. It was a shots fired. He needs to be on the same street, at least, if not, he's not in the cul-de-sac, he needs to be on the same street as Andy Reid.
All right, let me throw at you the five highest paid coaches, and I want you to tell me if you think he's going to crack this group. Andy, $20 million per year.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Payton, 18. Mike Tomlin, 16. Jim Harbaugh, 16. Sean McVay, 15.
Just like I said, he needs to be right under Andy Reid.
So above because Payton, when you look,
Sean Payton got paid because he got paid that kind of money because of what he's done in the past. One Super Bowl.
One, he was a free agent, and
they were desperate for a coach.
Yeah, and they paid him a lot.
And they paid him. Who was that? Mike Tomlin.
Tomlin
Love
at 16.
Coach Tomlin. Coach Tomlin's won one Super Bowl. Has been a guy that has been, even though he's had a lot of winning seasons, has not had a losing season in NFL yet. Fan base, not too happy with him.
Jim Harbaugh, they had to lure him out of Michigan.
One, two. No, not Jim. I'm thinking, I get him all confused. Jim won one in college. That don't count.
But they had to get
him. They had to pay him
to leave. And then McVay, $15 million.
Ain't won one since the one he won.
Well, I would say McVay and Sirianni are tied now, right? They both have lost one and won one.
Okay, I forgot about that one. But still, Coach Sirianni's won one. He needs to be behind Big Red because out of the two that's above him, he's the most relevant, because we're paying for what you've done for me lately, right? That's what we're paying for. Mm-hmm. And we're paying for, you know, you made me apologize to that mean fan that was yelling at me at the game.
Yeah, he needed to apologize for that.
I mean, he did. He apologized, but I need to be compensated for that apology.
So wait, you want – Sirianni needs to be compensated for apologizing for his own mistake?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
I need to be apologized to financially.
I am.
He needs a financial apology.
I am fascinated by how much they pay him.
The way that the fan base ridiculed him and he brought them a Super Bowl. This is not me talking to people, by the way. This is me giving you taking you behind the curtain to see what his agent is probably saying to everybody else. Do you know how mean these people are in Philadelphia? These people in Philadelphia yelled and screamed at me. I'm just telling you what.
WIP, we're nice.
This is not my feelings.
We're kind.
Not my feelings.
And we always think positive.
Do you know what those idiot co-hosts on the midday show were saying about me? One of those cats wanted me fired.
Week four.
And the other cat was calling me a bubblehead.
He still is.
He's still a bubblehead as far as I'm concerned. I need to be compensated for that. My kids used to have to go to school and listen to other people say that the dude said, your dad's a bubblehead.
That other guy next to him, he wanted your dad fired in week four.
Yeah, and I had to cut my hair because I was going through it. All of that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to get you more money.
Yeah, it probably
will. Okay.
At least $20 million.
That's Andy's read.
Wait, 20?
20's Andy.
Okay.
So Andy's 20, Sean Payton's 18. There's that nice $19 million there that slots in between those two.
Yeah, it's like, we go 19.
I wonder if they're going to make him one of the five highest paid coaches.
Got to.
We'll see.
Because look at the coaches in front of him. Super Bowl coaches, one of them.
I understand. He's won one, and so have they. I'm just saying, I wonder where. Okay, I wonder how far they're willing to go.
I'm shooting for 19. If I'm coach, I'll take 17, though.
So that would 17. Put you third. That would put you third in the NFL.
Buy my wife a brand new ring. Say thanks, babe, for hanging in there with me.
All right, here, you want to give the people some help here? We got a pair of tickets. Phillies, Rockies, tomorrow, 105. We're giving them away on the show today. Hugh's clues. First clue is something that Hugh Douglas is afraid of, which really didn't narrow it down, which says a lot about you.
Nobody get this yet.
Hugh, what do you got? Clue number two.
Clue number two is potentially still loose in the city.
In Philadelphia.
It's loose?
It's loose in the city.
Okay, so this something Hugh is afraid of is on the loose in Philadelphia.
That can't be good for Hugh.
Potentially. Are you okay?
Is it all right for me?
Good thing he lives in Delaware.
Listen, jump in my truck and head straight home.
Yeah, but wait, don't you have to cross that little bridge to get to the parking garage.
I tell you what.
What if it's there when you walk out?
That is a problem.
There is a potential that it's outside right now.
There totally is. All right, there you go. Clue number two. Let's go to T in South Philly. What's up, T?
How you doing, my man? I'm sorry about earlier.
Oh, you good, T. What's up?
You're
what do you think?
We just like making fun.
Yeah. I just I just want to talk about the six push. I really don't believe it's going to go nowhere because it's a play. Like, how can you take a play out of a game? Like, that's like taking a pick and roll out of a game if it keep working. Like, it don't make no sense. And I believe, I also believe if they do take it out, you might as well call the Eagles the best team ever on 2024 because if you're taking out a play and every grown men can't stop it, you're basically saying that our team is better than any NFL team that was ever created because y'all taking out a play.
It does add to the story of this group, right? If they do ban this play, well, that does give a little extra boost to their legacy and the future of the way we talk about them. Like they had this one thing that was so good that the league took it away.
Exactly, and then like, look, 360 pounds, 340 pounds, 320 pound men is literally saying, like, hey, y'all please stop doing that. Like that don't make no sense to me. Like y'all got people that get millions of dollars out here complaining about a play. That's only like a yard and a half, like a half a yard. Yeah. To me, that's like the craziest thing that I ever can imagine for everybody, for every team to build, to like gang up on one team. Because they're trying to say it's like, it's not safe. But it's so safe because there's nowhere you can go to generate that type of impact. It's like, y'all right here, y'all basically like hugging. You know, it's like, it don't make no sense. Like, I don't understand it, but I believe it's not going to go nowhere, and we still going to be good because we got Jalen Hurts, and we got the offensive line, and we always do good quarterback shoots regardless. So at the end of the day, though, I think we're going to be good.
Well, I hope you're right because it'd be ridiculous to take it away. T, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. What's Hughes scared of?
Commitment.
You know what's funny?
You know what, T? You're right. I mean,
so I said in the meeting.
See, that's not it, but it's a good call.
Somebody was going to say he's afraid of commitment.
Yeah, this
I'm
is
not
a,
afraid of commitment.
Wow. Hugh.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, today's a kind of a revealing day for you as everyone guesses what you're afraid of, and you have to face it.
The answer is he is afraid of all these things.
Yeah,
I'm not afraid of commitment.
This isn't what we're looking for in particular.
Yeah, we're just trying to hone in on the answer today. But yeah, I mean, today's the day you have to really accept all the things you're afraid of.
I'm not afraid of commitment.
And you're not selling anyone. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. We have Mr. Quinn. We haven't heard from him in about a week or two.
Mr. Quinn, how you doing?
Mr. Quinn, how are you?
Hey, guys, doing good. Yeah, I agree with Joe with the tush push. They're screwing Eagles. What else is new, right? I mean, and I do have something you was afraid of. Paying attention to the show, maybe?
Well, that's true.
It's like a kid. He's worse than Kyle. But the tush push is just one more thing. It's been a rough week anyway. You guys don't know what it's like going into work or down to the bar and people referring to your son as Peapot every
Peter. Yeah. So if people don't remember or didn't hear that, yeah, obviously Mr. Quinn, Kyle's dad, Kyle had an accident a few weeks ago.
Told him not to say
yeah,
that.
But he said told it. You know, Kyle wet the bed, and it's yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, no, don't worry, but we're over it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just a little embarrassing and shameful at work, but I'm over it.
Sounds like
I got more on the torpedo bath. By the way, Kyle, I know you're bringing girls into the house again. Right? There was one in here last night.
Oh,
yeah. My girlfriend, the same one as always.
Yeah, listen, I don't know how you can get girls to come over when you're peeing in bed. I guess that's not my business either.
It's nobody's business, yeah. Actually.
It's okay. Even though you're living under my roof, right? Mm. Don't bring that up again.
No, not really.
Yeah. All right, so forget it. Get to the torpedo bats. What's going on here? Is this the Savannah Bananas? I mean, what do we got? This is the major leagues? Oh, but wait a second. Just looking in here. Kyle, did you take my Scrapple hoagie out of the refrigerator?
Scrapple hoagie?
Scrapple hoagie? What?
You know what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, my Scrapple hoagie, like you haven't been eyeing that up. Come on, Kyle.
Why would I eat your Scrapple hoagie, Dad?
Hey, Mark. Listen, where is it? Is it in your room? I mean, I come down.
Wait a minute, what?
I come home from work last night. I open the fridge. I put the Scrapple hoagie in there. I wake up. I go down this morning, and it's not there. All I know is you're gone, and the Scrapple hoagie's gone.
You probably ate it. Maybe you should go get another one.
Stop, Kyle. Listen, Do we got to get a YouTube camera in the kitchen now?
I hope not.
They're everywhere else.
Stop. Listen, this kid's exasperating. You want to get that? Hey, how about you go get me a hoagie and replace it?
I'm actually at work, so I'm not going to do that.
No, Kyle, I think you should go. Kyle, you go get him a hoagie. It's all right, Kyle.
I was working last night, and then I slept. Now I'm hungry. I had a hoagie in the fridge. It's gone. I want it back here, Kyle.
I'm not going to get it. Maybe you can ask Mom.
What do you bring your mom into this? How dare you? I told you about this. Your poor mother. She's already picking up your stinky underwear. Now she's got a dozen up for you, kid. You're a bad son.
That's strong.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a Wawa at Vermont. Scrapple hoagie, classic. They know me.
I know they know. I'm not going to get your hoagie. So
I don't need this at this point.
Scrapple
hoagie?
What is it? Scrapple hoagie?
Well, I'm not going to get you a hoagie. I mean, you're just going to have to get yourself another one. I'm tired of you doing this to me on the air, to be honest with you.
Now you've got a girlfriend who's a piece of bed all the time. You tell your mother about it, and you put your mom through all this stuff.
Yeah, you're out. Get out of here.
That's enough. You hung up on your dad?
You're getting ridiculous.
You got to get him a hoagie.
Some whole kind of problem.
Yeah.
You get home.
You got to get him a hoagie. He ate a Scrapple hoagie.
What a Scrapple hoagie, though.
I just love that they know him.
He gets a custom made. They know him.
Is it warm?
Well,
I mean, heat it up.
He put it in the fridge. Okay, he put it in the fridge. You got to keep it cold. Otherwise, yeah. I mean, hear that?
You feel uncomfortable
in the middle of this?
It's a little weird.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of think it's funny. So I feel uncomfortable. Yeah. Well, you're the one getting him upset. I mean, it's more on you than I
am. He gets himself riled.
He took the hoagie.
Yeah.
I wasn't even there.
All right, yeah, keep denying it. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Bernard in South Jersey. What's up, Bernard?
Yes.
Bernard, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Did Kyle take your hoagie, too?
Yeah, somebody took my hoagie.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. Kyle, pick up Bernard a hoagie, too, when you're out.
I'm not picking anybody up a hoagie.
Bernard, what do you got for us? You think the tush push is going or staying?
I think it's going to stay.
All right, because, so you think they're going to vote the right way here?
Yeah, I think they're going to vote the right way. I mean, a lot of those owners and whoever is going against it, I think they're all a bunch of girly men.
That's all they are.
Strong. Yeah,
a bunch of girly men that you're like the kid with the marbles. You don't let him win with his marbles, then he's going to take his marbles and go home.
Take him and run away. Well, I mean, they're hypocrites, Bernard, because they care about player safety, but we know they don't.
Don't feel like it.
Yeah, well, why are they going to do that now? I mean, all the years, the few years that the Eagles had to push, there was never no injury. Yeah. Just because they can't make it work for themselves. They're, you know, like I said, they're a bunch of girly men.
Well, they're screwing the Eagles, Bernard, that's for sure. They're screwing them.
Yeah. Yes, they are. They're trying to school them, and it's going to backfire on them.
Bernard, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues for the Phillies tickets. What is Hugh afraid of?
He's afraid of crime. That's rampant in the city. He's afraid, you know.
It's on the loose in the city.
It's on the loose.
Yeah. Bernard, actually, you know, I don't. That's a good guess. Bernard,
that's a really good guess.
I think that's it.
I mean, I think it, yeah. I mean,
you think everyone's afraid of crime?
Yeah. It's kind of, yeah. I mean, but it's a good guess, though, nonetheless.
Do you think the only people not afraid of crime are criminals? Or are they afraid of crime back at them?
I would think they're probably afraid of crime back at them.
So, all of these things, it's amazing how many things you're scared of.
Commitment kind of hit home.
I know.
I'm still stuck on that one. I'm not afraid of commitment.
I saw a part of your soul leave your body.
Oh, that one hurt.
That one got you.
It's kind of telling, though.
Yeah.
It's telling.
You didn't really have a good comeback either, besides no. All right, let's go to Cowboy Jim here. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Don't worry, Hugh. Most people don't pay attention to Kyle or Chris or Milton. They usually yawn, too. So don't worry about it. Don't do that, man.
I'm already getting bad publicity for this.
Before you go on, Jim, Kyle, can we hear the yawn again from this morning? Just in case the audience missed it. Hugh Douglas yawning this morning as Chris from Middletown tried to give a take. Kyle, can we hear the yawn from this morning? I'm
wake up, Kyle.
I'm on the phone. Everybody relax.
Is your dad calling it again? Tell him we're trying to do a show here.
I'm not the only one that don't be paying.
My dad called back to yell at me.
Left.
All right, you shut up.
All right,
that's
enough, Jim. All right, Jim, go ahead. I'm glad you brought the yawn back up, because that was a disaster class from Hugh.
Once again, the hypocrisy of WIP, Hugh Douglas, Jordan Mailata, and cheesesteak-smelling Eagle fans.
Oh, stop,
okay?
Jim.
If the Dallas Cowboys ran the tush-push to perfection and had won the Super Bowl, you, Joe, WIP,
nope,
would give out Roger Goodell's personal phone number,
no shot,
to call.
You say I'm going to dox Goodell? There's no shot I would do that.
You would lead a parade to the stink and have free food, and you would be at the podium, Joe, going, no more tush-push. Ban it.
Are you willing to admit this is just hypocrisy? Like, you know there's no real football reason to ban this. You just, because the Eagles are winning, that's why you want it out.
Just wait till I'm finished here. Jordan Mailata, you ask Jordan Mailata, he's like, oh, yeah, it's not a rugby play. Of course he's not going to say it's a rugby play. What are you talking about?
He played rugby. He knows.
But you think he's really going to say that? Look, coaches are caught in the middle, okay, Joe? They're caught in the middle. They don't want to admit that they can't stop it, and players don't want to admit that they can't stop it either. So I think the players are going to the coaches saying, hey, look, you got to stop this. This has got to be banned. And then these brave coaches stand up there and are doing that.
You think Sean McDermott's brave? The guy's a psycho.
Get up there and say that.
The guy's a nut job. Have you heard
and
of some
players,
of the stuff that McDermott said? He's a nut job.
You think Hugh Douglas is going to stand up and go, yeah, I got my butt kicked by, Larry Allen. You think he's going to stand up and go, oh, yeah, I got my butt
kicked? He does tell us that a lot.
Man, I tell that story every chance.
And then
when
Willie Rofe embarrassed him, they tell us that too.
Yeah, he's probably thinking, yeah, I want Larry Allen banned. You know, that's probably how Hugh's not going to say anything about it.
No, because Hugh has some integrity, unlike these NFL people who have zero integrity, and you're supporting it.
The NFL already has a rugby play that you all don't talk about at the end of the game where they're throwing the ball back and they're advancing the ball and they're throwing it back. I mean, what is it? This is rugby play.
Oh,
if you keep the tush-push, it's rugby play with helmets. That's all it is. It's a dumb play. It's stupid.
God, you are the worst.
Yeah, I expected this, but it was even worse than I anticipated. Jim, what's your guess?
I saw what he's talking about the other day. She had tight black pants on, and she smelled like jasmine and honeysuckle. That's what he's afraid of.
It's another good one. I mean, you're afraid of a lot.
I'm not.
Haven't recovered from the commitment thing. I mean,
no, I'm just saying.
Lost you for the day.
No, it's not that. It's now I feel like I have to explain myself.
No. Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, just don't. Yeah. That was a player safety. Yeah, that commitment kind of hurt me, though.
I know. I can tell.
I'm not afraid of commitment.
Keep saying it until it's not true.
Yeah, it's not true. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you say it long enough, it'll be true eventually. Yeah.
talk through it, the whole thing. All right, 215-592-9494. We have Elliot Shore Parks coming up with us. He was at the owners' meetings, and he did a great job this week, especially with the McDermott thing. I think that was probably the biggest thing that Elliot did until yesterday, of course, because we'll talk to him about it. I believe, and I want to make sure we get this right because we're about accuracy here on the Midday Show. I believe Elliot got pooped on yesterday by a bird during his hit with the afternoon show. So we'll get Elliot's thoughts on that, his full week down there in West Palm. I'm sure that was probably the low light of the whole thing. And, of course, his gut feeling here on the tush push. Is it gone? And his reaction to everything Jeffrey Lurie and Nick Sirianni said yesterday, especially when it came to Jeffrey Lurie's thoughts on this team, where they're going, and the importance of winning next year's Super Bowl. That's all coming up. 215-592-9494. Your guess is for Hughes Clues, pair of tickets to the Phillies Rockies tomorrow on the line. Do you believe the tush push is getting banned? What's your gut feeling? I think it's gone. I think the NFL, because Goodell is pushing it now and he's echoing all this nonsense, I think they're going to get this thing banned in a month. It is ridiculous. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey.